This is a KALH Spectrum News special report. I'm Anthony Lucero reporting. Yesterday, the AP reported that federal prosecutors offered a confidential plea agreement to County Commissioner Coy Griffin. It has been suggested that the plea might resolve misdemeanor charges against him, which are associated with the January 6th incident at the U.S. Capitol. Last night, I invited County Commissioner Coy Griffin to join me on the phone. The content of that conversation you will hear now. Be advised that there was some editing performed due to time constraints. However, the narrative was not altered in any way. Well, I know you're a man who prays often, and there's nothing wrong with that, and I know you've repeatedly stated you went to D.C. on January 6th to pray with the protesters, and videos show you outside the Capitol with a bullhorn leading in prayer. So it's evident you never entered the Capitol, and you were there to pray. I mean, I just want those two facts to be up front and clear before we move forward. That way we don't have to circle back.
Just to be real clear, though, Anthony, you know, I went to D.C. I traveled to D.C. to stand with the president and fellow patriots, you know. So that was my intention of going. But the walk down to the Capitol and what took me there was absolutely the call just to pray with people. I got a text from a good friend of mine that morning before the rally, which I thought I was going to be speaking at on the main stage, which I wasn't, but he thought I was as well, and he encouraged me to pray with people whenever, if I had that opportunity. And so, yeah, absolutely. That was what led me down to the Capitol.
You and I have both had conversations in the past, and I know you and I both cherish life. But I've never heard you condemn the acts of violence on that day. So, Commissioner, people died as a result of that day. Is this what you were expecting, and do you condone the actions of those who entered?
I was shocked that evening whenever I watched the news and saw the video footage of the violence on that day, Anthony, because it wasn't anything that I was a part of or witnessed on that day, you know. I was shocked whenever I saw the footage of people clashing with officers the way they were. But it looked exactly like we've been seeing the last 2 years inside of our city streets. It was the anarchists, if you want to call them Antifa, if you want to call them Black Lives Matters, if you want to call them the alt-right, skinheads, whatever it is. It wasn't your Trump supporters. There was two different movements on that day, Anthony. You know, there were patriots and peaceful, loving people like myself that were standing there. And then there was a whole nother faction that was there on that day as well. And I don't believe there was any association at all between the Trump people and those that were fighting on that day. But absolutely, anytime anybody, you know, comes against police officers in a violent way, you know, that could never be condoned by anybody.
You've repeatedly and publicly denied the federal charges that you knowingly entered a barricaded area of the Capitol grounds, but there are photos of you using a barricade as a ramp. Do you still deny that crossed the barricaded space?
Absolutely. I didn't know that was an authorized zone down there. I didn't have knowledge that perimeter had been established by the Secret Service and had been declared an authorized zone, and that it was off limits for anybody to come into that area. If I would have had knowledge of that, and I would have known that what I was doing walking down there would have been illegal, I never would have crossed over onto there, because I follow the law. And if I know that something is illegal or breaking the law, I'm not going to willingly or knowingly break the law. And that's what I'm charged with, to knowingly have broken the law. You know, I didn't. Now, in regards to that, that step that I was stepping up on, that step was well inside the perimeter of whatever the perimeter that they had set. That wasn't like it was a barricade on the outside that I had crossed over. You know, that metal little structure thing, I thought it was just a step that went from one area to another area, crossing over just like a little ledge.
Let me interject.
I know the photo looks really, it looks sketchy, but you know, there's always more to the story as well.
And that's why you're here.
I mean,
that's exactly why I had you here.
And I appreciate the opportunity.
So are you saying you thought it was okay to get on the inauguration stage?
Well, I thought it was okay to join together and peacefully protest. If I would have known, that it was to the extent that the government says as far as an authorized zone and strictly off limits, I never would have gone down there. I wasn't intentionally breaking the law. I wasn't intentionally going someplace that I had knowledge that I shouldn't go. I was just standing alongside your average everyday Americans, and those were veterans and soccer moms and construction workers, and just your average everyday American was there on that day. And good, bad, ugly, anything in between, I didn't have any conviction that I was breaking the law on that day, and I still don't today. I mean, now, when the letter of the law is pointed out to you, then you have to consider your actions and weigh the consequences, which we all know the consequences of my actions landed me for 3 weeks in solitary confinement, 9 days in total solitary confinement on a misdemeanor charge, because that's what that is. So,
So I just want to point one thing out, Commissioner, and we're going to move forward.
Sure.
And that is, far as the stage goes, I mean, it literally had red flags all over it. So, but we'll move forward because you don't know what you don't know.
Sure.
Are you guilty of the charges against you?
I probably shouldn't have court over the radio, Anthony, not now. I mean, everything's still in the process. I'd love to just speak extremely candidly with you and extremely openly, and I try to. But there's those like Paul Sanchez and Scott Fredericks and this recall committee that sit on the sidelines, and they just hope and pray that I say one thing out of context that they can run with and try to slander me with. That's probably why I find myself in the middle of many controversies that I do, is because I try to just speak totally honest, totally open, and straight from my heart. But unfortunately, when you have people out there that are willing to manipulate and twist things and use that just to slander and break you down, I probably should be a little bit careful in some of the things that I say and some of the answers that I give. I'd love to be just 100% candid, but you know where I'm coming from.
And that, all that tells me is after the court case is done, we'll hear the rest of that story, and I'm okay with that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, there's the AP broke a story today that there's a plea offer to you. Are you considering the plea?
You know, all things are to be considered, Anthony. And yeah, I had a status hearing this morning before federal judge Trevor McFadden. There is absolutely a plea on the table. Just to briefly kind of hit on it, it would be a lowest class misdemeanor, and it would entail no jail time. It would entail probation. But I would have to, I'd have to confess to something that consciously I don't know if I can, that's where my struggle is right now. If I was just trying to look for the easiest way out and I didn't have any conviction over things or my conscience, then, I probably would have already accepted it. Possibly. I'm still praying over it. I'm still weighing it out. And, I'm still receiving counsel through it. So, yeah, I don't know what exactly my position is going to be in regards to the plea at the end of the day.
That's fair. Now, the AP story was a little vague, and you'll probably have a better answer. Would the plea agreement stop the court proceedings with regards to January 6th?
Yeah, well, a plea would stop everything. A plea would be the end all to it. But also with the plea, it would stop the government from coming at me, but it would also stop any appeals that I may have in the future too. It would just completely kill what's going on right now. So those are all things that I have to weigh and consider as well, because, you know, I'm kind of at the front end of this deal, and, you know, there might be one or two others, but there's only just a very, very small handful that's been charged the way I've been charged for the action that they've charged me with. But at the end of the day, there's probably tens of thousands possibly that could possibly be charged with the same charge that they have against me. So right now, being on the front edge of this deal, there'll be precedents that'll be set, you know, through any kind of a plea or any kind of a conviction and sentence. So I feel that, you know, I mean, it's not just me in this. It's like, what happens to me very well could happen to many others. And so that puts a little bit more pressure on me to, you know, to stay the course and make sure everything is done right. And okay, Thankfully I've got great counsel, and and prayerfully we hope that everything's done right.
You've always been honest with me, as far as I can tell, so sure, I always thank you for that.
Sure.
And a couple of times, a couple of things I've seen you in the media, that you do have a short fuse at points, and that's fine too. That's
sure,
a good thing.
Sure.
So I got to ask,
sure,
if things don't go according to plan, would you hang up on the federal judge the way you hung up on Judge Arrieta?
Well, I didn't hang up on Judge Arrieta, Anthony. I ended that conversation because I had to go back into my commission meeting. You know, whenever Paul Sanchez and Scott Fredericks and them were having that hearing against me on the allegations in the recall, they scheduled that hearing. I don't know if they did, or I don't know if the state did, or I don't know if Michelle Grisham probably did. Who knows who did? But the hearing was scheduled on the very same day as my monthly county commission meeting. And I had filed a motion of continuance with Judge Arrieta, stating the fact that I couldn't physically be at that hearing because I had an oath to my office and I had to attend the commission meeting, which he denied my motion of continuance. He denied, and by doing that, he denied my right to due process. And they went ahead and held that hearing anyways without me even being able to be present to give my defense. So I was extremely frustrated through that, and still am today.
But are you going to hang up on the federal judge?
No.
Okay, good.
Absolutely not. You know, no,
good. Okay, not. That's what I wanted to. You learned your lesson. Good.
Yeah, that's right. That's
all right.
I guess.
Now, your detractors are going to have a field day with all of this. What do you have to say to them?
Well, you know, I mean, it's unfortunate, but that's just the way the left operates. You know, it's funny how the left always calls themselves progressives, but they live their lives in the realm of screenshots and saved messages, and inevitably at the end of the day in the dumpster. You know, I mean, they're always looking at the past to try to dig up something that I might have said, or others that they want to attack might have said, and use those things to break them down. They typically twist them and take them out of context. You know, I guarantee you, I'm sure that Scott Fredericks and Paul Sanchez, I'm sure they're like Wile E. Coyote sitting back right now, planning their next attack out, you know, by any little thing that I might say on here. And it's just a shame, you know. I mean, our political processes should be built on elections, not recalls, you know, unless somebody has really done something illegal and truly broken the law. And in regards to myself, you can read back through that Alamogordo Town News story that I wrote the other day, where I addressed all those points and the allegations in the recall. And I gave a count on every allegation that they've made against me.
Commissioner, what do you think your greatest victory of January 6th was?
The greatest victory of that day? I don't know. You know, I mean, it was a historic day. It'll go down in the history books as a historical day. So, you know, I can say that I was there. I can say that I took the effort and I went the extra mile and traveled to Washington, D.C. to stand there on that day. Was it a victory or was it not a victory? I think that, you know, that hasn't been determined yet. I believe it will be victorious in the end. I believe that a lot of the left are going to be exposed. I think the FBI could very well be exposed in many ways once this deal's said and done, you know. So where we stand right now, Anthony, I'm not entirely sure, but I know one thing. The Bible says that God works all things to good for those who love him and are called according to his purpose. And I have a great love for God, and I've seen God's purpose in my life throughout my life. So I know that he can work that for good. I mean, that's just living by faith.
What is your biggest regret of January 6th?
My biggest regret? You know, I don't live a life of regrets, you know, and
there's no part of that day you would turn back and say, I wish I would have done this different?
You know what? To be honest with you, Anthony, I cover everything in prayer. And I pray to be led by God. And as I just quoted that scripture right there, that God works all things to good for those that love him and are called according to his purpose. So even in a worldly sense, we may see a mistake that we think was a mistake in our life. But as long as we were committed to God through it, you know, God can work all those things to good. So, I don't have any regrets, you know. I mean, I didn't lose my temper. If I would have lost my temper and I would have, you know, thrown something at a police officer, or if I would have lost my temper and broke a glass, or if I'd have lost my temper and crashed through a barricade, then I might be able to sit back and say, yeah, I do regret that. But honestly, partner, where I stand right now in regards to January 6th, I have no conviction over anything that I did. I went to stand with my fellow patriots, and I went to voice a voice of protest and unity and solidarity with other Americans. So, I mean, yeah.
Okay.
So, I yeah.
That's perfectly fair.
Can't say I regret anything.
I'm going to give you a few moments here, and I'm just going to say I'm going to kill my mic, and I'm not going to ask any more questions. Okay. I'm done with all that. The only thing I want to ask you is, what do you have to say to the people of Otero County who are listening to you right now?
You know, I don't know if I can say anything that I haven't already said already. And many people in Otero County might be sick of listening to me and sick of hearing my voice, you know, but at the end of the day, I've tried my best, and I can honestly say that I've given it my all. I've made huge sacrifices in my life, to try to fight for the greater good. You know, I traveled to Washington, D.C. I don't know how many times. And the only reason why I did is because I was trying to get some type of force management in place. I was trying to make those connections at the top, because you can't work with these local bureaucrats. You can't, if you don't travel, you never break through. And that's why I've traveled, and that's why I've gone the extra mile, and that's why I've done everything that I've done, is to try to uphold my oath and serve the people of this county. Whenever I'm accused of doing things for personal gain, I sit back and ask, what have I done that I've got any personal gain over, you know? I mean, I went to Walmart just a little earlier, and a thug walked by me and just started cussing me up and down and said that he was going to catch me out in the parking lot. You know, that's the kind of stuff that I go through all the time. I get slandered by the media constantly. I get slandered by people like Paul Sanchez and Scott Fredericks constantly. But I haven't backed down, and I believe that I've stayed the course. I stood by the president until the very end, supporting the president. And I haven't done anything, Anthony, that, you know, that I have regret over, that I'm ashamed over. You know, have I made videos or said things where I was emotionally driven at different times, where I was really frustrated? Yes. If I could go back and choose different words and state things differently, would I? Possibly. Yeah, I probably would, you know, because the last thing I want to do is hurt anybody, and the last thing I want to do is upset anybody. But we're in a battle right now, and it's no place for the faint of heart, and it's no place to get quiet and silent and back off. You know, whenever we have a a tyrant in Santa Fe right now that's wanting to force our children to get a vaccine that isn't even FDA approved, a vaccine that is known to be making people sick, yet the media is not going to say anything about that. Whenever we have a tyrant of a governor that wants to force our children back into masks and probably close our school down right before prom and homecoming and graduation again, like she did to our children last year, we can't sit back and just hope for the best. We have to be proactive. We have to hit them head on, and we have to hit them with everything we got. And I've given it all I have. I've tried my hardest. And I hope that people can see that at the end of the day. I hope people can see that, you know, maybe I haven't done everything right, but I've tried to do my best to the best of my potential. And if all people want to do is sit back and try to look at mistakes that I've made, I'm sure you're going to find some. But what I tell those people is, why don't you look at your own life first and see some of the mistakes that you've made in your own life before you go to judge in others. So that would be it. I hope that this recall doesn't go through, because I would love to be able to continue to carry out my oath to the end of my term and leave the office. Hopefully, at least with making some kind of a change. You know, I could have gone in that office, Anthony, and I could have, if my intention was just to butter people up and tickle people's ears and try to be the most popular guy in the county, believe me, I could have done a very fantastic job of that. But instead, I chose the tough road, the rough road, the one that where you have to fight and fight and fight. And we're still in a fight right now. So that would probably be it.
Okay.
Hope I don't drive too many people out there mad by talking some.
No, it's gives you an opportunity to speak up. It's in your words,
sure.
Your voice, and people deserve to hear what the question, you know, answer to their questions. So thank you very much for joining us, Commissioner.
Appreciate you, Anthony. Keep up the good work.
And that concludes the interview. I'd like to thank Commissioner Griffin for coming on the air and talking about these topics. No doubt several were very difficult to discuss. Now, based on the conversation, in my opinion, it seems to me that he seems very mindful and guarded about taking the plea. I mean, he'd have to admit the charges he feels are invalid. His principles may interfere with a decision that you or me would probably be very simple to make. I'll openly admit it. If it were me, I would ask, where do I sign and what color do you want it in so this all goes away? But I feel that the decision to plea out is weighing heavily on the commissioner, as it would on any of us having to balance integrity and closure. Anthony Lucero, KELA Spectrum News, this concludes this special report.